Hi, I'm Ritika Rose. Welcome to Awaken Your Truth, where I bring conscious dialogues and stories that will help you free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. I hope to shift your perspective and create deeper understanding of yourself and others. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a purpose. Every experience has a reason. This show is about engaging with the truth of who you are, discovering your personal power and stepping into your authentic self, so you can have more compassion and empathy for yourself and everyone around you. It's time for us to dig deep and learn to see ourselves and others with clarity so that we can come together and create a brighter future for humanity. When we free our minds, we can heal our lives. And this is how we build a powerful, transformed world. Awaken Your Truth starts now.
Wow, everybody. Welcome. I'm Dr. Pat. And for the next three shows with the most amazing Ritika Rose, I get to share this journey. And then Awaken Your Truth with Ritika Rose will air on Transformation Talk Radio, hosted by the most amazing person. Let me tell you a little bit about her. I just want you to know a little bit about her and about what you can expect. You know, when I think about, I was talking about this morning, and Ritika, you can jump in anytime. I was talking to someone this morning, and I explained that about, I want to say 2019, I think it was in the fall of 2019, something happened in my life that shifted me. And what happened in my life that shifted me is exactly what your show is about.
Yeah.
I discovered a new truth. And that new truth led me to really up-level the game for myself and for the network with something that happened. And you are bringing a powerful message out in the world. And for the next several shows, this one including, this is a trilogy of Conscious Series Part 1.
Love it.
This is healing the dark night of the soul, breaking through into freedom of mind. Now, you and I have been chatting for the past several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But today's event with you, today's show with you is how we live in the world of mind and yet we free it so that we can change the world. Yes. Now, Free Your Mind is one of my favorite songs.
Yes.
And Vogue. Nathan, yes.
Love
Nathan,
it.
You're going to have to pull that up during the break, right?
Yes. I can belt that song all day.
Yeah.
Vogue, one of my favorite bands, by the way.
I want to ask you a couple of questions, but I want to start by giving you an example, and then I would love for you to roll with it.
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon, I got a letter. Benny forwarded me three letters, and I've got to apologize to Susie Hutchins because Susie sent a letter in February, a letter in May, and a letter in July, and they ended up in somebody else's box at KKNW. So Susie, I am sorry. So sorry. I apologize. And so does Benny, and it just happens.
Yeah.
But in one of the first thing, and thank you for the gift. Sent me $10 over here in February and said, buy yourself something nice. Oh my God, Susie, you're so amazing. But here's
those surprise gifts, just awesome to get sometimes. They're so meaningful.
People always, you know what people ask me? They ask me, do you really have the most amazing listeners? Oh, okay. Really? Free Your Mind is by En Vogue. But I want to show you something. And then I want you to talk about and break down the dark night of soul experience.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hold it up.
Okay.
Okay.
If you ain't making waves, if you ain't making waves, you ain't kicking hard enough.
Wow. Free your mind. Right?
All right. I'm known to make waves a little bit because I speak the truth all the time, but
that's it.
You know, when you're not speaking the truth, your mind isn't free.
And let's talk about how we have to take a real hard look at Dark Night of the Soul and how we have to get through that. Tell us about your life that led you to Dark Night of the Soul. Because if we are not making waves with our own selves and our own dark night of the soul, then we are not kicking it hard enough, are we?
Yeah, well, and you know, and here's the interesting thing. I was, you know, thinking about this and meditating on this morning too before our show started. And I, you know, it's interesting. And I'm actually going to read a description I have, because to really explain the dark night of the soul to people who don't understand it on a spiritual level or on an awakening level, it's difficult to share the experience of what one goes through. I mean, it was deep for me, and I'm sure anyone else that's gone through it, it was deep for them. But, and honestly, when I was going through it, I didn't even know what it was. I just thought there was something wrong with me. Like, what is wrong with me? Yes, En Vogue, Nathan. I was feeling like, well, I mean, really, I was feeling like this deep loss within myself, like this deep depression. I was really questioning the purpose of my life up until that point. I mean, or not even the purpose of my life, but the purpose of who I am supposed to be in this life. And like, what am I supposed to do on a deeper level, right? For me, 10 years ago, I realized all my transformation periods come every 10 years, right? It's like 2002, I moved to Los Angeles and I created a whole life for myself. And that's really where 10 years later, 2012, is really when the awakening happened. And now we're rolling into 2022, where this is, I feel like I'm in a new phase of my life, like starting the show and whatever's going to happen for me in this next 12 months, right? But to explain my dark night of the soul. So, you know, 2002, I made a decision to leave the Bay Area to go to Los Angeles. I just felt this calling. I needed to go, right? I didn't know what it was. I just needed to go. And I'm an occupational therapist by trade. I'm a licensed occupational therapist. I have a double major degree in occupational therapy and psychology, right? So I've been practicing in physical and mental health for the last 22 years, right? And so as soon as I moved to Los Angeles, within an instant, like within 3 months of me moving there, my career as a director of rehabilitation started. And for the next 10 years, I was a director of rehabilitation for many rehabilitation centers down in Los Angeles, with my last leadership position being in one of the largest facilities in Los Angeles. I had 30 direct reports. I was managing 105 patients on my caseload. The level of work was exorbitant. I didn't have an assistant like most facilities do or most directors do. I didn't have any support. I was working literally 18-hour days. I'd get up at 5, be on the phone with my staff. I'd go to bed at 8 or 9 o'clock, get up, roll with it again. I mean, and this was happening for a two-year period. And for people that hold positions like this, you know, we understand the level of stress that comes with this kind of work. But at the same time, I had a really strong passion. I still do have a really strong passion for the creative arts and entertainment. So while I was a director of rehabilitation and running like these large facilities and doing my work there in Western medicine, I was also dabbling or, you know, taking on little projects here and there in the entertainment industry. And I was given an opportunity to own and produce a film. And so I was, you know, as a director of rehabilitation there, I was an owner and now producer of this film. We were about to get it made and I was doing everything there for that project. And then I was also letting go of a relationship that I was in. So who I had considered my soulmate at that time. Mm-hmm. I was holding that position. I was healing from a loss of a soulmate relationship. And this partnership I was in started to become emotionally abusive to the point where I was not even comfortable to be in the same room with this individual anymore because I didn't know if it was going to get violent. So I had three major things coming to a head all at the same time. And something happened where I just broke down. I broke down. And I think mostly it was like the loss of relationship. I started questioning all of my relationships that I had had. Like, why can't finally something work out? You know, why am I experiencing the same patterns, et cetera, over and over again? I am this person in this position. I've been holding these titles for so long, but still feeling like under-recognized or you learn this through your awakening that you don't really need the recognition and all that, but you know, sometimes it's nice to just be acknowledged and recognized for who you are and what you're doing and the level of work that you're doing instead of everything that comes with, you know, these positions and meeting these expectations. And then also now being in this sort of abusive relationship where I was like, what is going on? And something just broke down in me. I think everything just took a head physically and mentally. And it took a toll on my body and it took a toll on my mind. And I'm sure people can understand that when listening to this, right? It was a lot. There's a lot of internal conflict within myself that I was dealing with and a lot of questioning of why is this happening to me, right? The whole why is this happening to me type scenario, instead of realizing as you awaken and you go through the spiritual processes that everything is being done for you. So this is a longer explanation of what happened, but really what happened this one night was, it was me. I literally broke down on my knees in my apartment, sobbing, crying, like screaming to God, like what there has to be a deeper purpose for my life than what I'm experiencing right now. I know I need to be doing something more meaningful. I know my life needs to feel more meaningful than just like going through the motions of what everyone is expecting of me. Whether it's work, whether it's society, whether it's the pressure I've put on myself from the family, you know, pressures of being raised in a certain culture, X, Y, Z, right? I felt like I needed to do more. I needed to be more. Something more just needed to happen. And so I'm just going to read this description. The dark night of the soul is a time when a person undergoes a difficult and significant transition to a deeper perception of life and their place in it. During this time, a person's true self is experiencing a deep inner conflict. So then I like to say those who move through the dark night of the soul experience this awakening period differently. One comes to the darkness with their own unique set of circumstances that is resolved in a spiritual transformational process. So that night that happened, I lost it. I went to bed. I woke up the next morning like a completely different person. I can't explain what happened. I think people that have been through this process, Dr. Pat, you can probably talk to this a little bit. We just wake up a different, something shifts inside of us. Like an energy has been lifted, a new energy has come in. And from that moment, I literally woke up the next morning, everything in my life just started rolling into place. Everything started aligning. The people that I needed to work with to heal my inner conflicts were starting to come in. My relationships with people started to open up in a different way. I started to see myself in a different way. Because I started seeing myself in a different way, I started seeing others in a different way. And like, so I really awoke to my truth. And my truth was that I really am enough, just who I am.
Yeah.
I was created on purpose for a purpose. My higher source loves me. I was created out of love. I was created for love. And we really all are just here to serve each other as a collective and as a humanity, to help make each other better in this lifetime. Yeah. It's not about the competition. It's not about the society pressures, the family pressures, and what everybody else puts on us to make us feel like we need to do something or be something other than just being our true self.
Yeah.
Right.
And boy, haven't we, what a timely conversation. And oh my gosh, thank you so much for sharing that.
I talk a lot, so sorry, that was a lot, but I mean, I'm not sorry, you know.
It's not a lot. It's perfect. Because Ritika, one of the things that I don't know how what you called it exactly. I don't know if you called it an awakening. No, I shared this morning. I've had two events in the past 3 years, I'd say, where I was immediately different. Mm-hmm. It's the oddest thing to say. Mm-hmm. You know, to the outside world, I probably wasn't.
Right.
But on the inside, I was.
Right.
And out of that difference, we're able to move forward in a more freeing way, aren't we? Because the truth we face is the truth within ourselves. We got to do that first.
Right. Yeah. We've got to hold ourselves accountable and be responsible for our own life, right? Mm-hmm. And when we're not holding ourselves accountable and we're not being responsible for our own life and our own happiness and our own inner peace, mm-hmm. right? That's where the conflict starts to arise, because we're not operating in our authentic self. Mm-hmm. And our authentic self is our truth, mm-hmm. is the love of who we are. I mean, we're pure souls to begin with. It's the outside stuff that creates all the conflict inside, right? Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really interesting. You know, part of this transitional period, I told you I referenced it back a while ago, but I too was in an abusive relationship. And, you know, I didn't really talk about it on air until, I don't know when I started to be more open about it, but I realized there was a need in the outside world. And what you and I are talking about now got played out over and over and over again in the headlines over the past 18 months and also in the Olympics. And it got played out to demonstrate the emotional and mental health experiences that people are having, right?
Yeah. It's 2020, as much as it's been such a disruptive year, and really moving into 2021 too with COVID and everything else, we have to realize how much has surfaced to the light. Right? So when we have these conscious dialogues and we talk about, you know, spirituality and the spiritual experiences, like everything is on purpose, right? So I really, after my waving, I really realized that everything is on purpose. There are no accidents, right? So why is this all happening? It's all happening because this was the time. This was the time where everything needed to come to light. This was the time where everything needed to surface, right? People are diving deeper into themselves and recognizing themselves more and what their true needs really are. So now when our celebrities and our athletes or even, you know, anybody else is now being more open about their physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental health issues, because everything is tied together. Let's also remember that there's mental and emotional health, but your mental and emotional health are directly tied to your physical health. And that's where my Western medicine comes in. And now when I do my integrative life coaching, I blend my Western knowledge with my Eastern and spiritual philosophy knowledge, right? Because I came to really realize as I was working with my patients, the physical symptoms that they were feeling, or not even feeling, that they were healing through, were all because of some underlying level of mental or emotional challenge or stress that they were holding on to that couldn't go anywhere else except to erupt in a physical illness, right? So, and that's another conversation, but that's really like the truth of a lot of what happened. So people are recognizing that now, right? Like when their mental and emotional health is not in an aligned place for them, everything else starts to feel not so happy and good. You know, everything feels icky, for like a lack of better words, but it really is icky.
It feels icky. And you know, I want to take a short break and come back and talk about this because, you know, one of the things that happens when we have a breakthrough experience like you just had, you know, I want to stay with that moment and that word, we're different. I mean, when Jessica and I came back from that video shoot, we're on the airplane, it's dark at night, and we looked at each other. And I just looked at her and I said, I'm different. I that's all I could say. I said, I'm different. How are you feeling? And she said, I'm different too. And we started to talk about that. And out of that came an initiative that we're going to be creating in the next year. It's called AI for the Soul. But that's my question to you when we come back. As we transition from dark to light, as we shed these beliefs, we probably should fasten our seatbelt because the goody ideas that are coming to us, we've never had the experience before. When we come back, how do we go through? How do we break through? For those of you out there, I want you to know this is your invitation and introduction to the most incredible Ritika Rose. And we're going to talk when we come back about what she's doing to not just help us understand the dark night of the soul, but how to work with her to move through it. How we can all look at ourselves, look at our lives, and know we do not have to take this journey alone.
Right.
That is not our birthright. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to provide you lots of information. And the question is going to be, how do you get through that transition? Do you take the red pill or the blue pill? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
join a global community connecting our hearts with extraterrestrials who only understand unconditional love and inner peace. The Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, ETR, provides expertise in raising an individual's energy level through a 13-month course and 8 energy portal journeys. Find out more about this 13-month course, as well as an entire resource for you to learn about ETR at connectwithets.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
I saw them the other day on TV. I don't know what they were doing. Yeah. Woo. Love that song. Gotta love it, right?
Love that song. Everybody get the greatest hits. This is their Invo promo.
Oh my gosh. Hey, everybody. I love this introduction to Awaken Your Truth with Ritika Rose right there. This is Conscious Dialogues that free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. And this is a trilogy of conscious series right now. And what this means, we're starting out with a conversation that has to do with breaking through into freedom of mind. That's where we start. But we start with the conversation of Dark Night of Soul. And what you shared in your story you shared was so beautiful, because really what you touched upon, what millions of people are going through right now. I would love folks to know, number one, we're excited about your upcoming show. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about how people can work with you. Let's talk about what you're doing with your healing services, your free consultations. What is the best place to send people?
Well, I mean, to work, I mean, please visit my website at www.ritikarose.com. Then on the contact page there of the website, there it sends you to a link to set up a free 15-minute consultation with me if you are looking to dive deeper, you know, into awareness of yourself and sort of journey through the healing or the challenges that you feel like you're facing right now. But in that consultation call, you know, actually sometimes it lasts a little longer. I really dive in. I mean, you know, because I'm service-based, I'm a heart-centered practitioner. Really, you ask any of my clients, I'm completely focused on you. You know, I want to make sure that I am providing the support that you need. And I want to make sure that, you know, before we even start working together, that we're a good fit, right? That I can provide the services that you need. And that's very important. So, you know, we will talk about there on that consultation call, you know, sort of where you are right now in your life, what you feel like you're moving through, and sort of where you feel like you want to transition, transform, or, you know, move into. And then there I'll go through my, you know, through the different services and programs that I offer. And we can decide how to work together from there. And everything is very customized and personalized to my clients. I mean, while I have a program and I have, you know, but everything is very customized to what their needs are, right? Because no human being is the same.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, even if you and I share a common theme about both of us being in abusive relationships, our experiences of from them might be similar, but they're not the same.
Right.
And that's really what I love about this. You know, you cannot look at each of us because we are so unique. Uniqueness actually is our birthright. And that's what we're going to kind of talk about next, because, you know, when you have that uniqueness and that is the experience you go through, dark night of soul, it's going to be different for everybody. It requires a bigger conversation. But as we go through that, and you especially in your work, and you break through the experience, I was telling you during the break that I think I was stuck in the transition period. I had had that epiphany in 2019 on a plane. Mm-hmm. And I started to make bigger changes, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we are a breath away from launching our new technology, a breath away. As a matter of fact, I got two people chatting about it now, one from South America and the other from India. They are Skyping about like one last issue. And what I realized in coming back was from that point in time, it's taken me time to get to the realization. Mm-hmm. Of the next leg of my journey. You know, it was such a transformative experience for me that it's taken me time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talked about Susie Hutchins. Susie, I got to tell you, I love you and I can't apologize enough. Mm-hmm. Benny was so sorry. We didn't know that these letters were in a different box, and thank you. And I will spend the money wisely. But people are listening to us, Ritika. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you looked at what Susie sent, she's listening. Our listeners are listening. They are hungry to know from you, how do I get through it? And, you know, part of this is me not judging myself for taking so long. But now I've hired four incredible people, all different personalities. And I realized this week, you cannot manage them the same. They're all different. But in the end, you must speak the truth. Help us understand what you did to break through, what you did for yourself, what happens when you free your mind. And that's why I said before the break, fasten your seatbelt, because you may start flying. What did you do?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. Like I said before the break, I woke up the next morning a different person. You really can't explain that. But then I started seeking, you know, we talk about like the truth seekers, etc., right? So like I really started seeking the truth about myself. And I don't even know like how, where to start with this. It was so much whirlwind, but I'll try and condense it in the short time that we have, because there's so much.
Well, you keep going.
I created the Trilogy of Conscious series, because it's in the next 3 months of having these conversations with you, I think more and more is going to come out. But really, you know, how I broke through is, and why I do what I do now, is because I literally found, and I wasn't ashamed to, this is another, you know, big topic, is I found and I wasn't ashamed to hire life coaches, work with mentors, take classes and dive deeper into my spirituality, my personal development, my personal growth, understanding life on a deeper level, right? And the other thing I realized through all of this, we never stop learning. We never stop growing. Right. So really recognizing the importance of continuing to do that self-growth work, because we're changing all the time. Things are happening for us. Things are happening with us. You know, we always want to stay our best selves. Right. So like through the coaches and mentors I was working with, that was how I was able to identify and develop and awaken more and more and more into my true self. And then my meditation practice is really, I mean, it really, that was the one shift in my life that really changed everything. Yeah. And very quickly, and some people may understand this, some people will not. Our intuitive listeners will definitely understand this, but the minute I started meditating, I think God and my angels and like my higher sources were just waiting for this to happen, because within 3 months of my meditation practice, I opened up into this pure channel. And that's another thing I can't explain. But for those who are channels, understand this too. And if, you know, And I just started getting downloads and downloads and downloads, and everything was coming to me. Do this next, do this next. I knew what would happen before it was happening. So for those that are watching this like later or the replay, whatever, you know, put something in the comment section, like raise your hand, something, right? Like those that understand it, know it, right? Like you're going into meditation, you're just this open channel and you're hearing and you're seeing things and it's literally happening. You know, like I'd be in meetings at work and like our management meetings, and I get, this is going to happen next. They're going to say that. This is, and it literally, it was happening in the next second. But anyway, I digress. So back to me, right? Just do the process, right? Good thing I have a radio show now because I talk a lot. So, you know, but so what was happening in my process was, okay, now, you know, now Ritika, this was literally the message I got. You're going to start healing with your hands. I'm like, I'm going to start doing what? You're going to start healing with your hands. I didn't know what that meant. So I started Googling healing hands, and Reiki came up, and I didn't know what Reiki was. Even being East Indian myself, born and raised in America, but in India, Reiki is a big thing. Reiki is a very big, you know, in East Asia. I didn't know what Reiki was. So I started researching on Reiki, doing my education on it, researching teachers and people that I aligned with, and really understanding that more. And it felt right in my heart. It felt right in my soul. Because I was already a healer by trade as an occupational therapist and working in Western medicine, but now I was being led to heal on a deeper level with my hands, mm-hmm. the physical and emotional struggles that people were going through, right? To relieve their pain, right? So then I found my Reiki master and I trained and I studied with her. The next download I got was, you're now going to be life coaching. It did the same thing, researched, understood what life coaching meant. What was that all about? Yes. You know, I'm already counseling people and doing this type of work with my occupational therapy practice. Let me take it to another level, right? Let me get certified in that. So I did my Reiki and life coaching certifications around the same period of time. So, I trained and studied in both of those while I was still working with my coaches and my mentors and having that support that I needed as I was stepping into this next journey of my life, right? Because then what happened after that was I left management. I left my leadership and management career because now I felt called, or I was being called, to heal on a deeper level with my integrative coaching and healing practice, right? Yeah. So blending now my Western medical knowledge that I had with now my Eastern and spiritual trainings and philosophies and blending that all together to really help my clients understand on a deeper level why they're feeling the way they're feeling.
Yeah.
And why things are happening for them in their life, you know?
This is really, really, this is really what I was talking about before. And I want to talk about this with you as we go into the next discussion about this, because one of the things that happens so often is we think sometimes, Ritika, that when we have this newfound purpose, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to talk to you about this when we come back from break. Mm-hmm. When we have this newfound purpose, this new calling, you know, sometimes we think we've got to have like the fireworks that went off at the Olympic closing ceremony. Sometimes it's just the knowing the next indicated thing, I want to talk with you when we come back about why your consultations are so important and how we now go to following the calling, because the way you just described it is such a natural flow. And I think if we could help people understand how natural the flow is to transition from dark to light, we would be able to say, look, it is the next indicated thing you do. It's not how big that is. It's not how little it is. It's not how better it is. It's not how worse it is. It's the next indicated thing. When we come back, following the calling, how does the new direction take us into awaken your truth? And we'll have some tips and a recap from Ritika Rose. Let's stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join in Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Hey, 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 hey.
The music is awesome.
I love it. We're rocking it. We're rocking it with Ritika Rose. Ritika, before we start to talk about following the calling, a new direction, but also what I mentioned about the next indicator thing, couple things. Again, let's talk about what's coming and how people can find out about it. Certainly your show will be here in no time. Really excited about it. But also, let's make sure folks know how they can connect with you, how they can set up this call with you, and how they can work with you.
Yeah, so on, again, RitikaRose.com, and all of my social links are on the bottom of the page. But to set up a time to talk with me or a free consultation, please go to the contact page there and click the link that will take you to my scheduler. My Instagram is awaken.your.truth. My Facebook page is Life Redefined by Ritika Rose. So my coaching practice is called Life Redefined. Please go there. And then my YouTube channel is Awaken Your Truth with Ritika Rose. And I'm going to start creating, my Facebook groups and things like that to come. And as my show goes on, we'll definitely let the listeners know about that, so you can come in and have a more intimate discussion with me in the private Facebook groups, and have a sacred space to just awaken your truth.
Yeah, and free your mind.
Free your mind and heal your life and embody your power.
Yeah. What is it? Free your mind and the rest will happen. I mean, it's just the words in that song, which is so powerful. You and I talked about that before. Yeah. And I love it because if you follow the lyrics of that song in so many ways, what you get to is what we're talking about now. It's following a calling in a new direction for life. I mean, I got this, Susie, I don't know if you're listening, but man, when I got all of them at one time, I wasn't meant to get all of them at one time, but I was meant to get all of them.
Exactly.
Even if they're months later, and they just brought tears to my eyes. And, you know, the reason I say that is because sometimes when we question our calling, we can repeat that dark night.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we were just talking about. Yeah. So I was telling Dr. Pat at break that I really did want to bring up this one point to everybody listening today. I mean, while Dr. Pat and I are talking about, you know, our dark night of the soul, maybe our original time of having it, we can go through it again. right? And like I had mentioned, I feel like every 10 years I'm going through a transformation period, and most definitely during COVID and into this year, I mean, we can see for so many people, because so many people are just being more vocal about how they're feeling now. This could definitely be a dark night of the soul for many people. I know, I will be very honest. Obviously, I'm all about the truth. Like, I know I've gone through it in the last 18 months. I know it. I haven't been my best self, and I've had to really. Another thing to just caveat is like I moved from the Bay Area to Los Angeles, had my career there, and then I moved back to the Bay Area. And in all authenticity, the energy here is very harsh on my soul, right? And I don't really align with it here, but I am here to take care of my family and to be here more for them, et cetera. And that's just the truth of where my life is right now. But it's been difficult for me to sort of adjust to being here again. And I feel like I was going through it again, right? And then here comes Transformation Talk Radio. And I was given this opportunity to create my own show and just share my voice on a larger scale and on a deeper level. And I agreed to just roll with it, right? Because everything too is so sort of what Dr. Pat and I were touching on in the, you know, previously is that, you know, and just like Dr. Pat just said, she got all of Susie. Am I saying it right? Is it her name, Susie?
Susie.
All of Susie's letters and, recognition to Dr. Pat at the same time.
Yeah.
But everything is in timing, right? Dr. Yeah. Pat needed to see all of that together in one pile versus getting it one at a time. So through my awakening process and through most people that have gone through awakening process, we realize that there really is divine timing in everything, right? So when we think that things are not happening the way that they should right now in this present moment, maybe it's not supposed to be happening right now in this present moment, right? Because our guides know how our life should be moving along. You know, we sort of all have that purpose and destiny of who we are meant to be and what we're supposed to do, small scale, large scale, whatever it is, as long as you know that you're following your call and your purpose to, I believe, like I said at the top of the show, is how we're here to serve one another,
yeah.
right? So
yeah.
If you know that you're in a space and you're doing the best that you can to be the best person,
yeah.
to do the best that you can to help everybody else and be part of the collective, then and love yourself for that. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And,
yeah.
and acknowledge yourself for that and respect yourself for that.
And, you know, really what we're talking about here, and I love that we're coming full circle on the conversation, really, because I think the first bit that we have to come to is the recognition of the truth we have inside of us about ourselves. And, you know, it's so fascinating to really see not only the perspective you can gain by freeing your mind, but that perspective just frees your soul so that you can create in the world. You know, you and I talked a lot in preparation for this show and your upcoming shows, which I'm very excited about. And I want to talk to you about what this means for us to awaken our truth, to heed the calling, and to have the courage and faith and trust to take that next indicated step.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me personally, as I mentioned earlier, you know, I just became this open channel, and that's where the faith and trust really came in, because I was also really listening intuitively and following everything I was receiving intuitively. And it was usually really on point, but that was also because I had let go of anything else that was eating up or draining or blocking my energy field, right? I was keeping my energy pure where I yeah. lived. My space was
yeah.
pure.
Yeah.
The people I chose to surround myself were pure. Even if they weren't, I had the tools and techniques that I had learned and trained myself in to keep myself grounded, right? And I also had the support system, right? Whether it was my coaches, my mentors, or the new friends that were coming into my life, the new people that were coming into my life that just sort of understood my sort of way of being and speaking now, right? The alignment of those conversations with people that just hear you, accept you, you know, are just aligned with you in those sort of conversations, you know,
yeah.
and support you no matter what, right? But those relationships were starting to happen because I was showing up in my truth. So I started to recognize, you know, who are my people? right? And so those are the people that I kept myself with. So so journeying through the process is, it's just really that, right? So first, yeah, it's really important in trusting yourself, having faith, yeah, in yourself and faith in how you're being guided, right? But then also important to have the support of the people that you align with, whether it is a coach, whether it is a mentor, like myself to many of my clients and even, you know, my patients, et cetera, that we've got your back. Like, we are here to fully support you on this journey, you know, and help you see your truth along the way when things get rocky and challenging, mm-hmm, right? And then I'd also identifying the people in your, really identifying your people. Who are your people that get you, love you, accept you, you know, regardless of what it is that you're going through, you know? But you come to a knowing of who those people are because you start to, how do I say this? You know, but you do start to create your boundaries.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And what you're saying is exactly. And let's talk about this for a minute, because this is part of what we're going to talk about to help people with what you do next. You know, I don't want people who are listening to the show to think that making these decisions are necessarily easy, right?
Mm-hmm. They're not always.
Because I mentioned the word courage. Mm-hmm. You know, making the decision to bring on 3 new producers at one time, add it to an already existing producer, and an attempt to mentor everybody at once and bring everybody up to speed, you know, that decision by itself made everybody's eyes roll back. And so I had to put some things in place to provide individual mentorship because everybody's, mm-hmm, different. Mm-hmm. And now compound that with the new vision we have for everything we're doing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes passion that keeps us going may keep us going even through difficult times. Can you talk to that for a minute?
Yes. And I'm pausing because that's heavy too. Like, as you were speaking, what I wanted to say to everybody was, yeah, like, piggybacking on courage is twofold, right? I think a lot of us, the fear comes in when we feel like we're going to be judged or not accepted or like not loved anymore for the decisions that we make, right? Those are major factors in life, right? Everybody wants those things, but it's having the courage to know yourself enough to feel deeply enough who you are and what your next move is to make the decisions that maybe people are not going to understand, mm-hmm, right? Making a career transition, getting mental health support, right? These things are like stigmas in life, right? You can't do that. What are they doing? That's not the way society rolls. Oh, but I'm me, I'm not you, and I don't want to be you, and please don't be me, you know, right? Like, just be, like you said, be your unique self, because we all created uniquely, right? So, mm-hmm, having the courage to step forward and just do what you know is within your soul. Feel that freedom in yourself, right? In your freedom in your mind, freedom in your life. So your soul feels free. Again, like at the top of the call, is like, when you're not living through your authentic self, then you're feeling constricted.
Absolutely.
So having the courage to do that. And so then back to the question on passion is, what are you really passionate about? I am absolutely, and this is becoming clearer and clearer and clearer for me as my time goes on with this journey, I'm absolutely passionate about helping people. It really is about the truth for me, helping people step into the truth. Now, there's that authenticity word is thrown around a lot these days, but yes, there's authenticity, but it's really about stepping into your truth and integrating all of that into you so you feel free mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
Because when you feel, for mental health and emotional health, I've realized has become my biggest passion for people.
Yeah.
I was listening to, I'm going to say this, I know we have a few minutes left, but I was listening to an interview with Teal Swan, and I loved how you both were talking about, and she specifically said, we all have our communities that we identify with, whoever that is, right? For me, it's definitely mental health and emotional health and a lot of other communities that come around that are dealing with those challenges, right? But why? Because we're able to identify something, and we're able not only to identify it, we're able to come to the truth about it and to value it within ourselves enough to go out and say, these are the people I want to serve because I get it. right? Because I've experienced it some way so personally. And for me, it's not even just myself, but like I've experienced it personally with like, you know, immediate family members and people in my life. Like it's like my entire lifetime I've experienced this, but I realized this is why God is calling me to do what I do. Yeah. There is no accident in the experiences that I've had with the people in my life, experiencing different mental and emotional health illnesses, the different situations that I've been through and what I've gone through. Why? Because I'm meant to serve these people. I'm meant to serve these conditions. I'm meant to serve these challenges. I'm meant to help people come back to their truth, come back to the reality of who they are so they can free their mind, essentially what this whole conversation is about today. So then they can heal their life, which is going to be our next conversation. So then they can embody their power, which is going to be our third conversation in our trilogy, which then you're just operating in your truth.
Yeah. That's why I love doing this. That's why I love what you're planning to do with your show, because there is sort of the interconnection of all of who we are. And 100%. Yeah, all, there's the interconnection. And, you know, we are here to provide a service to our audience. And you very specifically have opened up the portal to really help people address their lives in the moment that they're in so that they can create the future that is their birthright. That's what I love about what you're talking about. And I love the way you're presenting it. Because who doesn't want to free their minds? I mean, it's suffocating. It is suffocating sometimes to be in the space where you feel trapped, where your mind has taken over the complete essence of who you are. And see what you're doing to help people right now, especially, Ritika. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's playing out in the headlines when the top athlete in the world cannot perform, and then she's followed by four others, top athletes, and they say, I'm not mentally ready.
Right.
That is just the micro of what we're seeing. Yeah. So I want to thank you for today. Before we go, I need to really thank you for everything. And I would love to know your personal message. And again, tell people how they can work with you. Thank you so much.
You know, I think my personal message for today, and this is something we've talked about as well too, is that there is nothing wrong with you. Please know that. It is absolutely okay to be exactly where you are right now, to experience exactly what you're experiencing right now. In the deepest level of everything, you are enough. You do matter. You do have purpose. And I want to help you recognize that about yourself. I want to help you integrate and come back to the truth of who you are and step into a life that feels the most powerful to you. How you can do that is visiting RitikaRose.com. Please go to the contact page there. Click the scheduling button to schedule a consultation call with me. Please follow and like my Facebook page. Please keep in mind there's my personal page and my Facebook business page. Please go to the business page, Life Redefined by Ritika Rose. Please follow my Instagram account, awaken.your.truth. And I think all the links are in the show as well.
Yeah.
I think, am I missing any other links? And my YouTube page is Awaken Your Truth with Ritika Rose. And, you know.
And your show's going to be starting. You know, we're doing these trilogy interviews, and then you will have a live show, which is super exciting. All right.
Please share and comment and tag people that need to hear this message because it's so important.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get help for everybody.
Let's
get help. We got to get help. Ritika Rose, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. More to come from the most amazing Ritika Rose. And we're going to free our minds. Let's get it on. Thank you, Ritika.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose. I hope that you heard something today that sparked a shift in your perspective to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. The world needs love, acceptance, togetherness, and belonging. My hope is to be a contributing force towards the new world we need to create together. If each of us can awaken our truth and live with more empathy and authenticity, that shift will radiate. Spread the word and tune in next time for more conscious dialogues of healing and transformation on Transformation Talk Radio and Awaken Your Truth with Ritika Rose on YouTube and across all podcast stations. For more information about how to work with me, please visit RitikaRose.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.